Are you ready to get down to business? Join seasoned entrepreneur, community leader, and Army veteran, Scott Shalom Klein, who will take you behind the scenes with those who work in America's small business scene and speak with leaders making an impact, creating jobs, and telling their story in entrepreneurship.
So let's get down to business.
On AM 560, The Answer, here's your host, Shalom Klein.
And indeed, we're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. I'm with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts on my website at syklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by global thought leader Oleg Konovalov, who reveals in his new book, The Fisherman's Path to Leadership, 224 Lessons from the Wisdom of Nature. He reveals how the secrets of nature can be leveraged to become a better leader. And that's something I know all of our listeners would like to know more about. Oleg Konovalov, welcome to the program.
Shalom. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's an honor, Tevi.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's an honor to have you, my friend. Thank you. And Oleg, before we dive into fisherman's path to leadership, I want to learn a little bit more about you and your background. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Right. In a simple words, I'm not a problem solver. Forget about it. I'm a solution finder. Okay, being considered a global thought leader, and my field is vision and visionary leadership, is all about finding solutions. And I spent many years in fairly tough industry, fishing industry, in the North Atlantic. So it's not about playing simple games of, you know, stock reports. It's real hard and dirty hands business. But what my greatest passion is to help people to create the real future, to create a vision, become more successful, and change people's mindsets. That's what I do.
Absolutely. And you have said in your book that every fishing trip is a lesson in leadership, strategy, marketing, patience, and personal growth. Gosh, all of those values align in so many ways with those of the entrepreneurs that are tuning in to this program. So I want to dive into some of those areas, and we'll only be able to pick on a few in our short time here. And of course, before we wrap up, we'll send our listeners to this fantastic read. Once again, it is called The Fisherman's Path to Leadership. 224, not 223, lessons from the wisdom of nature. So let's talk about teamwork. You mentioned that quite a bit in this book, building a culture of productive teamwork based on understanding roles. How did you learn that in the world of as a fisherman?
It's very simple. It's not about job descriptions. It's about roles. What we do for each other. I used to be a second engineer on a deep sea trawler in the North Atlantic. And something goes wrong with the engine, right? And we are facing storms. It's not about, hey, my duty is off and goodbye, you know. It's about doing your best because you're responsible for people's lives, right? It's about roles. It's about everyone helping to create the things together. It's in a tough fishing industry. If we go on a salmon fly fishing trip somewhere in Arctic. It's not about, oh, you do this or I do this. It's all about being brothers in rods and forks. We're helping each other. We're learning from each other. Put it in a simple way. If we cook together, we eat together. It's not about the, you know, levels or hierarchies. And when we talk about small business, it's all about being on board, all hands on deck. That's where we win.
That's right. So often, especially in larger companies, people tend to stay in their own little lane, their own boxes, and so on. And again, when you take that mindset of everybody has sort of a greater understanding of what we are all aiming for, that makes perfect sense. Oleg, thank you. That's wonderful. And so it is interesting also, especially you have seen new fishermen as well as veteran fishermen as well. And I want to talk a little bit about newcomers. You talk a little bit about helping newcomers understand their role at the beginning of the adaptation period. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Right. It's a phenomenal correlation I realized over through the years. You know, the difference between newcomers and mature leaders, and the difference between newcomers to fishing and mature fishermen, is fairly the same. Mature people know that they know little. Newcomers, they believe, I know everything, don't tell me, you know. They're not learning deeply, they're just grasping the things. And if you are not engaging people at the moment where they're coming within the first 2-3 months, they're becoming passengers. And passengers, imagine a passenger on board of a trawler. It's impossible, right? It's all about people being fully immersed in what they're doing. From practical side, I have learned one thing. You see, as soon as I fired passenger clients who were brainwashing me, my business rocketed up. Passengers want a show. They don't want to work. Therefore, it's about engaging people from a day one to explain the importance of what they do, why they're valuable for a team, and what the result they, or outcome they will get, not in terms of money, but out of that vision for a company for what they do.
Absolutely. Fascinating, fascinating. Again, all of this coming from Oleg Konovalov, the author of this fantastic read, and I mean it, The Fisherman's Path to Leadership, 224 Lessons from the Wisdom of Nature. And it's literally fishing for a fresh take on leadership, powerful lessons from nature for today's leaders. And I know so much of what we're talking about, Oleg, is relevant, as we have said over and over again, to small business owners and to entrepreneurs that are tuning in. And I want to spend the next few minutes of our conversation talking a little bit about working towards a vision, and having everybody work together. We've already a little bit talked about that, but as you have said, really, you've in this world of fishing, it's sort of you take a reverse engineering logic, and I want to talk a little bit about that, talking about the fish side of things. Can you tell us what you mean by that in this book?
Actually, fishing is not about fish. It's about understanding yourself. You can't create a vision if you don't know yourself, if you don't understand yourself. You would be looking to outer world. But vision builds from within you, right? And then you're sharing it with the world. What's important to understand, when you're creating a vision, it's something of a tremendous power. Therefore, you must be the storm yourself to be greater than forthcoming challenges. Believe me, I have gone through the storm, Force 11 storm on a small trawler, and I know how to learn how to be the storm itself, yourself. That makes you stronger, then you will create a greater vision. When you are weak, you can't create something enormously strong. Smaller business, any small business, are always on a verge to be either strong or give up. No, it's only you who decide when the final whistle will sound. Therefore, when you're creating vision, when you're executing a vision for your business, you must be very strong. And this is where you learn. Leadership is not about how to do, it's about how to be.
Amazing, amazing. Dr. Oleg Konovalov, you're a global thought leader, author, business educator, consultant, C-suite coach. I know you have been named as one of the global 100 inspirational leaders in 2022, along with Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Oprah Winfrey. And you have a couple of books out there, The Vision Code, Leaderology, and several other books. Oleg, if folks walk away with one homework assignment, one thing that they could put into practice in the week ahead after purchasing this book, what's that key lesson that you would like them to put into action immediately?
When you are in distress, think first, is it you in distress or your business in distress? In 99% of cases, it's a leader in distress, not a business. It means leader is thinking wrong and acting wrong. It's one thing. Another thing is, we can't learn from AI. AI is only a reflection of what we know. we could learn from something which is wiser than us, not just smarter, but wiser than us, i.e. nature.
That's so important. So many lessons there. Oleg, I want to make sure our listeners can get in touch with you and purchase a copy of this fantastic read, The Fisherman's Path to Leadership. How can they do that?
Oh, it's available on Amazon, all over the world now, and it's already under translation into Arabic language and other languages. So Amazon is the best source. They could get in touch with me through LinkedIn. I'm fairly active there, and I'm always responding to messages. And I would love to hear feedback on the book. Mm-hmm. And of course, they could get across to me through my website, olegkonovalov.com.
Perfect. And we'll link in the show notes as well. Oleg Konovalov, thank you so much for joining us. Quick break and get down to business. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back and get down to business. The show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Thrilled to be joined by Peter Gerges, a seasoned digital expert who's the dynamic force behind Swift Press Support, a game-changing venture offering unparalleled technical support to WordPress website owners. With a rich history as the founder of Grace Digital Solutions, Peter has a proven track record in crafting exceptional websites to diverse clientele, from businesses to personal brands. And super excited to have this conversation, as I know Swift Press Support is expanding its horizon. Talk all things SEO, Google Ads, and so much more. Peter Gerges, welcome to the program.
Oh my goodness, Shalom. Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here.
You bet. So Peter, I know you are an entrepreneur, and that's exactly who we love to talk to on this program. But tell us a little bit about the journey. What inspired you to launch this company, Swift Press Support, and how has it been? I guess, how has that journey and this ride been for you and for your family?
Oh my gosh, what a ride it has been, Shalom. So it all started actually right before I got married to my wife. I remember I was walking around a lake. I was just about to propose to my wife. And, you know, I'd just gotten on one knee. I went and I gave her the ring. And lucky for me, she said yes. Unlucky for her, she said yes. And, you know, as we were walking back from that walk after I just proposed, I asked my wife, "Hey, honey, what is your dream for our life together?" And, you know, she thought about it for a moment, Shalom, and then she said, "You know what, honey? I know that a lot of women like to have like careers, but for me, I don't really feel like that's my calling. But what I would love to do is for me to be able to stay at home and not have a job and not to be able to have to go to work, but be able to stay at home and work with my kids and work in the home." So ever since that day, it was kind of born in me that, hey, you know what? I need to make enough money to be able to support my wife so that she doesn't have to go and get a job. And everything was fine and dandy after we had our first child, which was just 1 year later. Her name was Bella. But when we had my second child, which was in 2014, that's when the bills began to get going and to amount and to be way too much. And I also worked for a church as an IT manager. And so my salary from the church was not covering the expenses. And I live in California, which is like the second most expensive state to live in.
Wild.
So I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? I'm like, okay, I need to like start like a business, a side hustle. So I decided at that time to go ahead and start a side hustle and to create a business venture to sell like time management courses and stuff like that. And I remember waking up at 4 a.m. every morning to create my website, to create my business. And when all was said and done and I launched it, I was hoping just to make $2,000 or $3,000 every month extra to pay off the bills. And you know what happened, Shalom? I made a whopping $17.95. Can you believe that?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Wow. A journey it has been. Peter, that's incredible. I want to get into the nuts and bolts of what you guys do because you are literally on the front lines of something that I know so many of our entrepreneurs and business owners are curious about. And I know that's where perhaps that was the turning point for you in your journey. And now certainly Swift Press is accomplishing so much. So I want to talk about AI, those two letters that's really changing the future of certainly just honestly our world, but also WordPress sites. Is that accurate? Is it changing? And are there any tools or plugins that you recommend for entrepreneurs that might be tuning into this program?
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened after I finished that. And after that failing, you know, I was able to pivot several times until I created my my business that I have right now with SwiftBus Support. And you're absolutely right with AI changing the game and with, you know, where things are going. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. It's changing the world. And I think that the best thing that entrepreneurs could do is to use things like, you know, tools, whatever tools you use, a lot of them on the back end are using the same thing. So whether you're using plugins like Elementor or you're using Divi or you're using some other things to build your website on-site on WordPress, a lot of times on the back end, they're using ChatGPT. So, but the cool thing about those integrations is that they can help you to create graphics for your website. They can help you to create images. They can help to create the text for your website. It's just a matter of knowing what to put in that prompt for AI. So prompt engineering is something that we really need to learn how to do so that we can get that gold and extract that gold out of AI to help us with our websites.
Absolutely. So Peter, you and your team at SwiftPress are so in tune with the latest trends. You're clearly giving an example of that as we talk about AI. But how do you stay updated with the latest technologies in today's? It seems like, honestly, things are changing hour by hour.
Yeah, 100%. You're so right about that, Shalom. What I do personally is that I subscribe to all of the top AI newsletters. So I subscribe to maybe about five or six of them. So every single day, my email inbox gets flooded with all these top latest breaking news. And guess what? I use AI to stay up to date about AI. So it's a little bit of meta, but that's kind of what I do because there's so much information. So I just, hey, I'm reading all the latest updates. And there's so many new tools that are coming out every day. So that's the best way that I found to be able to stay on top of all the latest developments as this technology is truly disrupting all areas of business.
It absolutely is. So if you have a crystal ball, my friend, how do you see the digital landscape changing the next 5 years, especially as we talk about AI and even virtual reality, VR?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point to bring up, Shalom. I think that in the next 2 to 3 years, AI is going to, of course, take off even more. And I don't think that we're really at risk just yet of AI taking over a lot of jobs and replacing people. Just because of the hardware that's necessary in order to be able to pull that off, it's not really available yet in the quantities that we would need in order to pull that off. I would say that that's definitely in a little bit in the longer distance. But I think that people who know how to use AI are going to replace people who do not use AI. So it's very important to become versed in AI and into how to use it for your job and how to make it better and how to save time. And I think that the tools are going to continue to grow. And I think that over the next few years, definitely every person, every business person will need to learn how to incorporate AI and to get the most out of it in their business.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Peter Gerges, seasoned digital expert, and again, the founder of SwiftPress Support, a game-changing venture offering unparalleled technical support to WordPress website owners. And as you've been hearing over the past few minutes, is really an expert on all things SEO. And as we talk AI and we talk even virtual reality, Peter and SwiftPress Support are expanding their horizons and ensuring that they are keeping up to date on behalf of their clients. Peter has been honored multiple times by the Wells Fargo Leaders Club, which is just absolutely awesome. Congratulations on all of that. So, Peter, we only have a few minutes remaining, and I want to again go back to that AI conversation, specifically as it relates to web page design. What tools do you recommend that we look at in using AI to enhance that user experience on a landing page on a website?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be for WordPress website owners. And WordPress is the number one most popular web platform in the whole world. So out of 2 billion websites, there's approximately 830 million websites. So that's about a 42% market share. And the next biggest thing is going to be, you know, some of the other websites, and they don't even come close to that. So WordPress is the most popular. I recommend really taking a look at what powers the theme that powers your WordPress website. And so I recommend themes like the Astra theme or the Elementor theme or themes with Divi. So those three are going to be your top themes that all incorporate AI. And those are going to save you so much time when creating text for your pages and creating images, as you'll be able to enter a prompt and get exactly what you need. And AI will be able to give you suggestions as well. So I think that's going to be definitely something that's helpful to our audience.
Awesome. Peter Gerks, I've learned so much from you, and I know our listeners will want to get in touch with you and your team at Swift Press Support, both to learn about the important work that you do, but also to just engage in conversation. How can they do that?
Yeah, sure, Shalom. Anybody who's interested can contact me at swiftpresssupport.com. That's swiftpresssupport.com. And you can go to the contact page. You can book a call. You can get in touch with me, and I'd love to have a conversation.
Fantastic. Peter Gerges, Swift Press Support, thank you so much for joining us and educating our listeners, demystifying these important topics. We'll link in our show notes as well. Get down to business. We're going to have to squeeze in a very quick break over here, some headlines, commercials, and be sure to check out our sponsors, Tom Mirabali, independent agent for all of your health insurance needs. You can reach him, healthplanchicago.com, healthplanchicago.com, or go on his website, or rather actually give him a call, 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477. His website is healthplanchicago.com. And be sure to get on my website, syclan.com, and check us out in your favorite podcast app. Just search for Get Down to Business. We'll be right back on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Jonathan Orpin, who is a lifelong entrepreneur and sustainability advocate who founded not one, but two successful eco-friendly companies in the design, build, and manufacturing industries. Absolutely thrilled to have you on the program, Jonathan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
We're going to talk all about employee stock ownership plans, and we'll use an acronym of ESOP coming up in just a few minutes. But Jonathan, before we get there, tell us a little bit about your journey into, call it entrepreneurship, but also your passion for sustainability.
Yeah, I think if you're born to be an entrepreneur, you can't help yourself. That's certainly going to be my story. And I was interested in sustainability back from the early 80s as a result of the OPEC oil embargo that suddenly opened all our eyes to oil being a commodity that we should be paying attention to. Suddenly became interested in insulation. I became interested in solar energy. That kind of got me into the insulation part, kind of got me into building shelter that didn't take a lot of heat to warm or to cool, and the opposite. And just became really involved in that, and it has kept my interest, that along with high-quality crafted wood products and places, for the last 35 years.
Yeah, 35 years, which is great. And I know in 2022, you sold both of your companies, New Energy Works and Pioneer Millworks, to your employees, and you took on the title of CEO as a ESOP, again, Employee Stock Ownership Plan. So let's talk a little bit about that. Why is an ESOP a good option for founders and entrepreneurs to utilize as a succession plan for their business interests long term? It seems like an interesting strategy.
Yeah, it's a great one. And it's crazily that it's not used more. Shulman, we just can call them ESOPs. That's what everybody says.
Cool.
So our ESOP started in two tranches. Tranche is just a fancy word for slice or part. So about 5 years ago, we went to 30% employee owned. And then beginning of last year, or the end of the year before, we became 100%. So two tranches or two steps to become 100% employee owned. I would say we are, there's a few different ways an entrepreneur can transition out of a company. They get carried out in a box, leaving a mess behind them. That's not uncommon. Or they can sell to a third party who may or may not be able to maintain the particulars of that business. We see that fail all the time. So, you know, particularly a quirky, bi-coastal, multi-fingered business like ours that is mission-driven, using the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit as equal important aspects of our business, you know, we didn't see that as really reasonable, whether it was some individual with a lot of money coming in or worse yet, a venture capitalist coming in and needing a return on his or her investment. You know, we just really saw that the right way to do it would be to share the future with the people who actually made the thing, which is the my employees, or what we like to say is our coworkers. So I've had people with me for as much as 36 years. That's the record right now. You know, one of my best guys just hit 30 years last week. And we have variety in between. And of course, we have new people too. And that's important to any business.
Sure. And what a great way to bring people in. What a great way for recruiting as well.
I think so. You know, we are told it is. Again, when you're 22 and you're not thinking, you're pretty sure you're immortal, I'm not sure that retirement is on your mind as much as it could be. But it is a good way to build a retirement plan, as well as a good way to be, you know, part of the ownership structure, so to speak. I mean, really being able to understand that the work you do and the success you have is shared among you and your coworkers, not just as a way to honestly line the pockets of ownership.
Absolutely. So a true win-win, which is great. Again, I'm chatting with Jonathan Orpin, a lifelong entrepreneur who again sold both of his companies to his employees, took on the title of CEO as they continue as a as an ESOP, which is great. And so obviously we're going rapid fire over here. Jonathan, as you were an early adopter of the green building movement, how has the business evolved on the, as the topic of climate change has become such a focus in the industry? And essentially, why is sustainability a good strategy for business?
Well, they're two different questions. The whole sustainability thing has gone up and down over the last 30 years. And right now it's way up. And I'm so thankful for that. I used to have to convince people of the importance of thoughtful use of materials and resources into their homes, as well as operational expenses of heating and cooling, as I mentioned earlier. And now it's really people are coming to us for that reason. And that's really great. But it's a good way to run a business, too, because every study shows that while finances are important for the people that you hire, what is more important is a place that they want to be and a place that they can feel not only as a part of theirs, as we described in the democratization of the workplace, but also, frankly, do they believe in your mission? And that is so important. And these days, people believe in the mission of sustainability.
They sure do. Certainly, you can't turn your TV on without talking about it. So again, my big takeaway from our conversation today, Jonathan, is that there's so many win-wins over here. As you talk about taking care of the environment, you talk about taking care of your employees. Lots of win-wins. And Jonathan, I know that this, as you said, is a winning succession plan for you, for your companies, for New Energy Works and Pioneer Millworks. So congratulations.
Thanks, Shalom. And I just want to say one more thing here, that from a business-only standpoint, ESOPs and mission-driven companies tend to be more profitable than non. Now, not always the case, but it is a good business strategy.
As said, a true win-win. Jonathan, how can we learn more about you and your companies?
Well, newenergyworks.com is a big one, or pioneermillworks.com. They're both there. And you can find my bios on either of those, newenergyworks.com or pioneermillworks.com.
Perfect. And we'll link in the show notes as well. Quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Our next guest is not your average entrepreneur. Thrilled to be joined by Preston Brown, who is a force to be reckoned with in the business world. He's a sought-after speaker, a true visionary, and a master of business automation. We're going to talk all about Preston's journey and experience, but he has 18 thriving businesses already under his belt, and he's been shattering records with $200 million plus in gross revenues each and every year. And really, that's what I want to talk about today, is talk about balancing all of that with Preston's wife, Erin, two adorable children. I believe you live in El Paso, and talk about that work-life balance and everything. Preston Brown, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thrilled to have you. So Preston, let's start where I mentioned you have a beautiful family. Tell us a little bit about that journey and how you became or caught that entrepreneurial bug.
Yeah, I think everybody starts with pain, right? Like I started my entrepreneurial journey probably at 7 years old. my dad, who was a guy that wanted the life he watched on TV, not the one we had in our little trailer park, got, frankly, to make a long story short, cheated in business. I was there when the guy took advantage. Dad gave up on the financial dreams and went back to work, got a job, and his seven-year-old learned how to hate the guy that took that dream from him. So I turned into a corporate asshole. I was not the right family man. I was not the right husband to my wife or dad to my kids. And I spent all my time working. Lost dad in 2019. He went to sleep one day and went home. And I started changing my focus. It was a wake-up moment for me. I no longer cared one iota about money, growth, business, or any of that. I wanted time with all the people that I was here to spend it with. And I started focusing on automation. And go figure, I accidentally stumbled on the thing that everybody really wants. Because once you actually do automate your businesses, you can be that dad. You can be that husband. You can be that person that gets to live the life on TV that others want.
That's incredible. That's incredible. What a journey. What a journey. That's amazing. So what was the first business that you started, Preston?
I would steal lemon juice packs from Grandy's, where my mom was going to school. She'd take us to Grandy's in the evenings, and I would sell them at school for 10 cents. I don't know. I was probably,
oh my goodness,
I don't know, 8, 9. That moved to painting house numbers on driveways and lying and telling people I was doing it as a charity for the fire department. And of course, it was not a charity. I was very capitalist, just not very honest at the, middle school, high school age. And, eventually found myself in the real estate space and did brokerage. I still have a lot of businesses that are vertically and horizontally aligned to single family real estate.
And so for any kids that are tuning in, kids, don't try that at home. Preston, I know you certainly advance, and I've listened to a bunch of your shows where you talk all about, you do a lot of good, in the community, and you share a lot of advice with fellow CEOs and entrepreneurs. So let's dive a little bit deeper into entrepreneurship again with Preston Brown, speaker, serial entrepreneur, and disruptive innovator. You talk a lot about the 7 stages of entrepreneurship, how to determine what you need to take your business to the next level, because indeed, not all businesses are created equal. Isn't that right, Preston?
It's 100% true. And if you don't know where you're at and what your problem is, then you haven't studied enough to solve it.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So how do you, in a nutshell, identify where you are and how to seek out the right kind of support for that stage in your business?
So if you're asking how you find out which stage you're in and on the different 7 stages, it's always going to be measuring your problems, okay? You know the stage you're in by the problems you're experiencing, right? And it's also knowing where you want to go and what success looks like, because you may not be willing to pay the price to get to the next stage. And if you're not, then it really doesn't matter the next parts of the growth journey. Like, you have to know what success looks like to you, okay? And 2, what are the problems you're currently having? Because those can be measurably defining exactly what stage you're in.
So true. Absolutely. And as much as we want to talk all about your successes, Preston, we know that the nature of entrepreneurship is that it's not all rainbows and butterflies, that there's a lot of challenges along the way as well. And like you're saying about the 7 stages of entrepreneurship, again, it's knowing where you're at, knowing where you want to go. But we know a lot of businesses fail. A lot of businesses do not make it, especially these small businesses, especially for serial entrepreneurs. So I believe you have written in the past about 5 reasons businesses fail. Can you share that with us? And maybe if you don't mind being so vulnerable and telling us maybe about one of your businesses that may not have made it all the way to the finish line.
Sure. I mean, and I'll simplify it rather than going through 5 reasons or 50 reasons, because there's a lot of reasons. And I think in the past I wrote about 5 of the main reasons I was seeing. But it is 100% of the time the business owner not seeing what he or she needs to do to solve the problem that's in front of them. We have to re-underwrite what really is going on. I mean, most people think ownership is about possession. It's not. It's about responsibility. And responsibility is probably the most important type of ability you will ever have, up there with availability.
That's great. Absolutely. And that awareness is key. So you've sounds like you've learned that lesson along the way as well. If you want our listeners to remember one, call it homework assignment, something that they could put into action in the week ahead, what would that be?
For most business owners, I think the homework they need to look at is your greatest strength and your greatest weakness are often the exact same thing. And the greatest source of inspiration you're going to have to create the most growth in life is by finding that greatest weakness.
Well, that's words of wisdom right there. Again, I'm chatting with Preston Brown, speaker, serial entrepreneur, and disruptive innovator. Preston, I know your website is theprestonbrown.com, and we're going to continue our conversation with Preston when we return on Get Down to Business in just a moment. We're going to talk all about unlocking your full potential, talking about your formula for a purpose-driven life. Get Down to Business returns in just a moment. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and that is exactly what our guest, returning guest, is all about. That's Preston Brown. He has been advising CEOs and entrepreneurs on how to grow, scale, and optimize their companies. Preston, we said this in the intro. I know you have a lovely wife, Erin. You've got two children in El Paso. So you have a lot about your life. It's not just about the thriving businesses and the hundreds of millions of dollars in gross revenue that you bring in each and every year. You've talked a lot in the past, and I've heard you on podcasts and seen in some of the writings about unlocking your full potential. Preston, what's the recipe?
The recipe is you've got to look at everything in a framework that makes it make sense to you. And right off the bat, let me hit the touch on revenue that you mentioned. Revenue is vanity. Okay, yeah, I do a load of revenue, but revenue is vanity. Profits are sanity. So anybody that tells you, oh, I do big revenue, make sure you vet them. Make sure you're looking into their businesses. Check out their lifestyle. But for me, I like to drive things in a way that makes sense to me, which is formulas. Every business wants the same thing, efficiency. Efficiency is made of three things. The three cores of efficiency is alignment, simplicity, and foresight. Those three things, when put together, create efficiency. You measure efficiency in those three ways by measuring culture, clarity, capacity, and cash. And a business is frankly a vehicle. So if you want to get where you want to go, say you want to go to the grocery store, you can walk or you can take my McLaren. One's going to get you there a little faster. May not store enough groceries though. Now, the McLaren's a vehicle, no different than a business. A vehicle's designed to get you where you want to go. So what's cool about a vehicle is in the business sense, there's not that much you can adjust. You have to figure out what you're going to adjust. And at any moment, making the right decision or the wrong decision can be either a blessing or damning, right? And so in business, if you found efficiency is a goal, alignment, simplicity, foresight, culture, clarity, capacity, cash, then there's only six things that can be adjusted. And you would either need to adjust one or multiple of these things: price, product, people, place, promotion, or process. And each one of those adjustments will help you tune culture, clarity, capacity, and cash like legs of equal length and equal strength that will support a structure that'll hold up alignment, simplicity, foresight, and create that efficiency you're looking for.
Wow. Again, I'm chatting with Preston Brown. And so far in our conversation, we've talked about the seven stages of entrepreneurship. We've talked about five reasons, or as you've summed it up, even really one underlying reason why businesses fail. We've talked about some homework assignments. And now, of course, we've talked about unlocking your full potential, your recipe or formula for a purpose-driven life. Preston, really appreciate you coming on. I've learned a lot and taken a lot of notes over here, and I can't wait to bring you back onto the program. How can our listeners get in touch if they want to learn more about you and how you have, again, been advising CEOs and entrepreneurs on growing, scaling, and optimizing their companies?
You can follow any of my social medias. I give all of the content away on all of my social medias. They're The Preston Brown, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, all of them, right? Or you can go and I have a free masterclass, which will teach you how to leverage that formula and identify the stage of business you're in. That is at automateyou.com or my webpage, www.theprestonbrown.com.
Fantastic. Preston Brown, thank you so much for joining us on the program. And again, I can't wait to have you back on real soon. As we wrap up the show today, of course, I want to make sure our listeners can get in touch with our sponsors. That's Laura Canterbone-Gerace from Coldwell Banker, Stratford Place. You can reach her 708-212-4905, 708-212-4905. As always, get on my website, sycline.com. That's where we link to all of our amazing guests we've had on this week, as well as a sneak peek of who will be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And of course, you could get on your favorite podcast app to download, subscribe, rate, review, and share any of the 10 plus years of shows that we've been hosting on this program. Lots of great content, information, resources, and of course, amazing entrepreneurs like you have heard today. Just search for Get Down to Business on your favorite podcast app. So to success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. Until then, get on my website, sycline.com. We'll see you soon. Can't wait to hear from you.